age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised his servant, Yemi Adeleju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limits of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adeleju for the Word of His Grace.
1 Chronicles chapter number 29. Actually, I pronounce it 29. And someone says 29. Verse number 3. 1 Chronicles 29:3. Can we read together? One, two, go. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. You may please be seated. And as you take your seat, look at your neighbor to the left and to the right, and tell him or her, welcome to church. God bless you. In the first service, I spoke on the subject I have titled affection, a word from the verse of scriptures that we read. We have used this scripture several times to pray that God will enable us to make provisions for our children. And may the Lord bless you, may he prosper you, and may you make provisions for your children. May you not leave any battles for them. And we saw the life of David, that David made things easy for Solomon and his son. Although the boy was not wise enough to manage what his father did. He wasn't wise enough. He was wise though, but he was very wise, but he wasn't spiritual enough, let's put it that way, to make the most of the provision. We're not interested in that this morning. But that word, affection, came out alive. And God is speaking to someone again this second service. My message is also affection, too. First service was affection, but this one is too. Affection. Somebody say affection. Now, listen to this. Affection is one little thing that controls life, that controls destiny, that controls marriages, and that determines their outcome. What controls a man's life is affection. What determines a man's outcome is where his affection is. It is where your affection is that determines your outcome in life. Your affection. Now, for a proper understanding of affection, we looked at some other Bible translations to pick that phrase, because I have set my affection to the house of my God. We looked at the Good News translation. Good News says, because of my love for God's temple. So, another word that can be substituted for affection is love. Somebody say love. The Bible in basic English says, and because this house of God is dear to me. Affection, therefore, is anything or anyone that is dear to you. Number three, the New Living Translation, the Bible says, and now, because of my devotion to the temple of my God. So another word for devotion, for affection is devotion. Number four, the Amplified Translation says, moreover, because I delight in the house of my God. So another word for affection is delight. The Message Translation says, furthermore, because my heart is in this. My heart is in this. What your heart is in. So, and your heart represents your passion. What you are passionate about. So another word for affection is passion. What are you passionate about? Now the New English Translation says, now, to show my commitment to the temple of my God. So another word for affection is commitment. What are you committed to? And the Webster, Merriam-Webster dictionary defines affection as tender attachment or fondness to someone or something. Attachment or fondness. Who are you fond of? What are you fond of? What are you attached to? What are you committed to? What are you devoted to? And your devotion, your commitment, your affection, your love, what you are delighted in, is what will determine your outcome in life and in destiny. So what are you devoted to? Let us ask ourselves this question this morning. That is what will determine your outcome. It's very simple. So, why is this so? We considered in the first service three things that follow your affection. And these three things are very critical to life and to success. Number one is your heart, your thinking, your thought. Your thought, your meditation. Whatever you spend your time, your time. So let me, because I'm just recapping. Number one, your thinking, your meditation. Number two, your time. Number three, your money. Your thinking goes where your affection is. The moment you start thinking about a brother, about a sister, that's where your affection is. Married man, the moment you stop thinking about your wife, and you start thinking about one sister in your department, or one sister at work, or one sister at that eatery where you went for lunch. No, not sister. One lady at that eatery. That is where your affection, it dwells on your mind. You pick your phone. Your affection, where does it go? When you wake up in the morning, your thought. Some of us sleep with certain thoughts. Of a sister, of a brother, a man, a woman. That's where your affection is. That's where your love is. And that goes a long way to determine your outcome in life. It determines the outcome of your marriage. Do you know a man can be on the same bed with his wife, or a woman can be on the same bed with her husband? And his or her affection, her thought, is towards another man. One of the perversions of sexuality is what is called surrogate sex. Surrogate sex. A man is, between the husband and wife, it is beautiful to have sex. Husband and wife, they are married, fantastic. It's godly. There's nothing carnal about it. In fact, what someone told me is the first level of spirituality. Husband and wife. And it is the strongest form of agreement. And the husband and the wife are making love. And then the wife is thinking about somebody else. Superimpose that boyfriend on herself in the place of her husband. Because her mind is off that man. So it is a perversion of sexuality. Surrogate sex. It brings somebody else in your mind. Just like all of us who masturbated, and those of you who are still struggling with it, you don't do it in vacuum. It is the thought that goes with it. That's one of the things that makes it very crazy. You bring a boy or a girl, and you start having sex with him or her in your mind, and then you start masturbating. Praise the Lord. Your mind, your thought, your time. What do you spend your time on? That's where your affection is. Student, a student who spends his time partying, scales the fence in school. His affection is on parties. What will his outcome be? What will our outcome be? But here you have this girl whose affection is for her books, whose time is devoted to her studies. She's so devoted. She looks at her book all of the time. And then, that determines her outcome. Such a girl is crying, will be crying, that I made 2-1 instead of first class. Crying. Affection. My affection, my thoughts, was never on the school assembly, secondary school. It was always on in Bashoru Market. Oja Bashoru. Odo Yatawa. I buy bread and money. Early in the morning, squeeze me assembly. I dreamt of it every day. So every day I ate money and bread like a laborer. And I told Basti to David, told him to the money later. Wow, I manage yewa. Affection. Buying food, sometimes if I don't want to eat, I'll go and eat for food. It's just food. I'm coming there very soon. So it determines what you spend your money on. Excuse me, what do you spend your money on? You know, in his book, Today Matters, John Maxwell said that whatever you spend your time and your money on determines the direction of your destiny. That is the truth. Anything you spend your time and your money on determines your destiny. So what do you spend your money on? The little money you have, what do you spend it on? A little girl came to me sometime. Not a little girl. She's about 16, 17. She failed JAMB last year. Sorry, she didn't pass JAMB last year. Sorry, she wasn't admitted last year. So she wanted to write JAMB again this year. And then she came. She was looking for 6,500 naira that particular year to buy JAMB form. And she came to me as a man of God, and she had heard that I always help people, which I don't know who told her that story, and they didn't tell her the other side. And she was holding a phone of 48,000 naira. I've told you this story. And I said to her, young lady, your prayers answered. She said, amen. I thought I was going to give her money. I said, you know what? You're looking for 6,500. That phone in your hand costs 48,000 naira. Then you're going to sell it. You can still get phone for 30,000 naira. Excellent phone. Long ago. I said, so you sell that phone, and then you buy damn phone. And then she looked at me and left my office. Of course, that girl would go and tell people that that pastor is a bad pastor. He's not a man of God. You know, she would say that. You cannot be carrying what you don't need to impress those who are not looking at you. The affection, how can it be for fun when you have a destiny? Now, I said that because my father, my mother did not give me money for jam. They didn't have. If they had, they would have given to me. They didn't have. So as a secondary school leaver, I went to work. My affection was to go to school. So I went to work in a coaching classes, and my first salary in 1987 was 25 naira, not 1,000. And I used the whole of 25 naira to buy form of your State College of Arts and Science, Ile-Ife. That was where my affection was. Not on clothes. I didn't have shoes. I didn't have trousers. I was wearing shorts. But my affection was not on clothing. Some of you, your affection is on clothing. What I wear, you wear it, you look good, we appreciate it. That's all. You carry phone to show off. Whereas your destiny hasn't gone anywhere far. You carry big phone to impress who? That's where your affection is. And that's why you are where you are. That's why you are where you are. It's high time you started doing something about that affection. Bring about it. Take your affection. Take your mentality. You don't have to belong. You don't have to look at somebody else. You don't have to look like somebody else. Your affection. I'm going to tell you, please just pardon me to talk to you about affection this morning. Are you with me? Where, again, I ask, what do you spend your money on? On girls. On booze. Clubbing. Spend money on clubbing. That's where your affection is. And that's why your life is failing. You think you are succeeding. That's why your marriage is not working. Because it is a matter of time. Because you don't have affection for your wife. You are not thinking about her. You are not thinking about your children. How can a man a reasonable man, not pay school fees for his children. He's not thinking about it. He's not thinking about it. He said, go and meet your mother, father. The mother will tell the children, the son goes to him and says, daddy, they said we should pay school fees. Go and meet your mother. Again, daddy, they said we should really go and meet your mother. Will the child go to him again? He won't go to him again. And then very soon, the child or children will be devoted to their mother and will not be complaining that she took my children's attention from me. Who is she? Who took it? You lost them. She didn't take it. Because you have no affection for them. They are not in your thoughts. You don't spend time with them. You don't give them your money. One of the things your children need most is your time. Not even your gift. Your time. Your time. To mold them. Please play with them. Don't say, my father didn't play with me, so I will not play with you. You play with your children. You play with your children. I said, I never saw myself on my father's chest when growing up. I never. That is the truth. So, I must not say because it was only the last born of the family that I ever saw my father's chest. That one, up till my father died, she was in charge of his life. I mean, of my father. You know, my sister, don't let me call her kid sister. Your mother is 40. I heard my kid sister, kid sister. Give me a bit like your mother. Sorry, kid, you know, okay, my kid sister. Hey, boy, you put your mouth on here. Maybe, you know. The girl is Pastor Matthews and Pastor Bibo is the husband of all of us. Troublesome. Positive. Abby. And yes, one coming. Praise the Lord. But allow your children to climb your head, your chest, to lie on your chest, to play with you. It's a memory they will forever live and never forget. If you are brilliant, if you are smart, you can. If you know mathematics, teach them. If it is English, you can teach them. Teach them. Don't just always chase them out. Get out! Affection. Your time. Your time. Your time. Praying, I kneel to pray. Then after praying, I'll get up to pray, walk around. But if my son enters my prayer room when he was still younger and sees me on my knee praying, he will climb on my back while kneeling down to pray. The next thing you will hear is while he'll be snoring on my back. But of course, as he grew up, sometimes I would carry him, get up, take him to the bedroom, drop him, and then go back to pray. And then my son taught me to play FIFA and PES. By the way, if you know how to play PES, you can see me or FIFA. I am the first father, the first daddy that I know that can play, the first 50 plus that I know that can, because I'm called daddy, come on, I'm not playing. Bond. Praise the Lord. So, what do you spend your money? Let's move on very quickly. I believe God is speaking to you this morning. See, common things that people, or common affection seekers, common things that seek our affection, and that you must be very careful not to give your affection. So, number one, food and drink. Food and drink. Please, I want to plead with you in the name of the Lord. Eat to live. Don't live to eat. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans 14, 17. Paul the apostle writes, he said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. So you don't live to eat. Some people, their affection is for food. All they live for is food. Marie Majer. Anything they see, they eat. Some people, it is drink. They can drink and drink and drink. In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 16, the Bible says, lest, so that there be not, lest there be a fornicator or a profane person as Esau, who for a morsel of food sold his birthright. He sold his birthright for food. And that is exactly the problem of some of us. You can eat anything that does not eat you first. You can eat anywhere. You can eat from anyone. Just food. It is okay to eat so you can live. It is bad to live to eat. It's the only reason why living is to eat. What about drink? Some people, they can drink. That is where the affection is. Alcohol is always seeking your affection. The clubhouse is always seeking your affection. The joint is always seeking your affection. And then you spend your time, you spend your money drinking. Some don't have time for their family. It's at the joint. Friends, I'm a cool guy, I'm a correct guy. Sorry. You must have a reason for doing whatever you're doing. You must have a reason. Noah. The Bible says that Noah began to be an husbandman. Genesis chapter 9 verse 20 and 21. He began to be an husbandman. And Noah planted a vineyard. And he drank the wine thereof. He drank his way to nakedness. And he caused his son, who saw his nakedness, Ham. Noah. Alcohol. And you keep drinking, and that's where your affection is. Food and drink, they are always seeking our affection. But you see, the day you have been drinking, what has he added to you? What has he given to you? What laurel have you won? You just keep drinking, and you keep adding weight because of alcohol. Keep developing pot belly. You have pot belly. The houses you should build, they are your boy's belly. The things you should have, they are there. Why don't you think about your destiny? Think about people who cannot afford a meal. Think about people who cannot afford what to eat. And then you will have an understanding. Am I saying don't? Omo to ni sise dede o ye ko lasiko igbadun igba ti o fi jaye jaye ego ahead. Don't spend your affection. Don't spend your money, your time on food and drink. No advantage is way to nakedness. You will not be naked. Number two, women and sex. Women and sex. Listen, the cheapest thing that takes a man's strength, health, and life is sex. Let me take that again. The cheapest thing that can take a man's strength, take his health, take his life is sex. Man, woman. Sex is a covenant. You have entered into a covenant wherever you have sex with. And covenant is very powerful. In 1 Kings chapter 11, from verse 1 to verse 4, very quickly, 1 Kings 11, 1 to 4. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their God. Solomon claimed unto these in love. Excuse me, in lust. Verse 3. And he had 700 wives. Princesses. 300 concubines. And his wife turned away his heart. Look at verse 4. For it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wife turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. They turned his heart away. May your heart not be turned away. Women or men. For you, young lady, a woman of destiny. You allow men to turn your destiny away. You allow your men to take over your affection. Can I talk to you women very briefly? You know, it's a mark or sign of stupidity and idiocy, don't bother whether that is correct, but I think so, for a woman to be giving her money to a man who is beating her, then sleeping with her, and then beating her again, and then saying, I'm sorry, you know I love you, and collecting money from her, and beating her again, and sleeping with her, and the girl is still crying, and still taking, giving, you will not be beating me. Say, oh, honey, you know, I love you, I'm sorry. You know, you just made me do it, I promise I won't do it again. You know he's lying. You know he has been promising and failing. And then you are still doing, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Emotion? Affection? You need deliverance. You are pregnant again and sent her for abortion. The girl aborted. Impregnated her again. No, go for abortion. The girl went for abortion that almost claimed her life. And she was recuperating. 2 weeks after, the guy went to visit her and see access to her on her bed. You know, a man, sometimes a man can behave like an animal. Animal. Just remove the ani, remove the L, put N, man, animal. And I have told you that in every man, there is an animal. Of course, in every deity, there is a beast. Animal! You put that girl, the girl almost died. And then what is wrong with this stupid girl? You almost died, and yet you open your laps for this irresponsible guy again. Something is wrong with you too, both of you. Sex. It takes your affection. And then you start thinking, that's what some people know. They have no other thought. Sex. Time. Women. Like Brother Samson. But you see, look at Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 3. Proverbs 31:3. The king, the mother was addressing his son. He said, my son, give not thy strength unto women. So women, daughters, give not thy strength unto men. Don't let men take your strength. Women, I hope you know you carry great glory. Why do you think Yahoo plus boys who are doing money rituals, why are they looking for your pants and not a man's pants? They are looking, in those days, you remember the time they were looking for panties of a lady. His lady. Because out of you flows issues of life. Your blood is your life. And somehow, your blood has touched your underwear. Somehow, you washed it. It has touched it. Your glory is there. So they are looking for it to use for money. And you just follow any guy because he has a car. Because he's driving a Mercedes 350E. You don't know how he got it. You don't know what he's doing. And you follow him. And you are losing weight. You are drying up every day. What again is seeking an answer? Pursuit of money. In Proverbs chapter 23, verses 4 and 5, Proverbs 23, 4 and 5, labor not to be rich. You will think this one is saying don't be rich. No, you will be rich. I'm praying for you, you will be rich. You will be blessed. Cease from thy own wisdom. Verse 5. Without self, by way as an egotistic translation. Message translation, Proverbs chapter 23, verses 4 and 5. Message. Don't kill yourself trying to make money. Don't kill yourself. No sleep. It's good to work hard. But don't wear yourself away or out trying to make money. He said, riches disappear in the blink of an eye, where sprouts wings and flies off into the wild blue yonder. Into the wild blue yonder. So don't allow your affection to go after wealth or pursuit of money, acquisition of material. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Jesus told a man that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things which he has. He first said to him that take heed of covetousness. Beware of covetousness. Don't be covetous. Don't pursue money to the detriment of your soul. Don't sell your soul to the devil to make money. Maybe it was a skit. I wouldn't know. But one of the videos, maybe you saw it online. It looked very real. If it was a skit, those guys are super pros. The guy knelt down and offered, in a public place, and offered a girl, "Please marry me. Will you marry me?" And the girl said, "No!" And then he carried himself to himself and he was begging her. And some guys went to him, "Are you okay?" In fact, women, they were visiting him, "Be man!" And the girl was asking him, "How will I have children? I want to marry, how will I have children?" And the guy was crying, and some guys went to him and carried him, said, "What is wrong with you?" He said, I used my manhood for ritual money to satisfy this girl. Maybe it is a skit or not. But do you know it happens? It happens. The stupid girl, the husband has car to go and borrow money. Another stupid one. Don't tell me it's a skit. Because I didn't watch it anywhere. They brought the case to my office. And the girl borrowed money for her husband's use because she's a loving wife. Obedient, submissive, pleasant wife. It's a few amounts of money. Just 5 million naira. And no, Kisha account. I could borrow 2 million. And so the guy wasted it. And then told her to go and borrow money again. The first one you borrowed, you didn't pay. This one you now have to go and borrow 3 million. He said, "You don't be looking at your husband like that. Why are you a wife? Why are you my wife? Why are you this? God is blessing you because of me." Or dancing. Yes, God is, but he must bless you too. Go and borrow. And then she borrowed. And the man did not pay. And the girl said, "Oh no, son. Oh no, son. Pay. The husband came again. "That now we now need money. Our breakthrough has come finally. We now need this loan. 2.5 million. Go and get it." And then the case got to me. I said, "Kneel down. Whatever charm they put on you today, I break it in Jesus' name." Am I a good pastor? I break it. Father, open our eyes. Deliver. By fire. That girl was looking at me. "Go and call your husband. I have told your wife not to give you, not to borrow money from you. You are a man. You are irresponsible. You can't make provision for your house. Is your wife giving you? Think about that." "Yes." "Why not?" "But you must be alive to your responsibility." I said in the first service, I started earning 6,000 naira salary and I was giving it to my wife. We were spending it together. Then when my salary became 30,000, I'll give her 10,000 to manage. She had no job. Eventually she got a job. And she was earning maybe 20,000. And I will still give her 10,000 from my own 30. I'll give her 10. I won't become 30. My own will still be 20. I will still earn 30,000 when her salary became 60,000. And I will still give her 10,000. And I own will be 70,000. I will still earn 30,000 when her salary became 80,000. I will give her 10,000. I will see any 30,000 when her salary became 180,000. I will still give her 10,000. So you walk on it. You want to pay your any money. Very, very. I want to be a big bull out of control. Praise the Lord. God will bless you. But you must be alive to your responsibilities. Don't pursue money. Don't pursue money. And that's the problem with an average African or Nigerian politician. The pursuit of money and acquisition of money. And that's why a politician can steal money in billions. All they know is to steal. And something is wrong with an average African mentality. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And that's why we can open our eyes and watch people die. Cosibiti corruption, see, sir. But what it is epic here. It is supersonic here. It is pandemic here. Corruption in Africa is a pandemic. You keep stealing and stealing. You don't know what to do. You don't want to the village to build a house and put AC and put cash, raw cash, in dollars, millions of dollars, in naira, in pounds, millions. And you put AC. Board generator. Come on, cool. Only to me. You know money make people mad. Money can make you mad. So money has made a lot of people. Politicians in there. You see them? How can a riffraff, because he's a tout, and struggles or fights his way to defend political godfather, now tells political godfather, I want to be chairman, local government, or member of house. I want to be deputy. Yes, and they now put you there. And so they are now good people. They frustrate good people with good intentions. And this guy, what are they going there to do? To steal. To take money. Let's keep borrowing money. Borrowing money for the generations of your children. They don't have Davidic mentality. Who laid in stock for his children? These are every idiot is borrowing for generations to come. Tell them I said so. Whoever is borrowing, you are borrowing money for your children to come and pay. You are that prophet, the son of the prophet, who left financial war. May you not leave financial war for your children. That's our average politician. Tell them. That's what they do. What did this guy have before he became a local government chairman? Nothing! Now suddenly he's in the house. And suddenly they tell you, I have a business in London. I have one in investment in America. Excuse me, sir. Kill agenda. Acquisition. Young people, let me advise you. There is another problem that is seeking our affection. It is called gambling. Betting. All kinds of betting. King's bet, naira bet, money bet, stupid bet. I have to tell you this truth. There are people here who bet. Let me use, my father had beaten the path for me. Let me advise you, using my father's experience. He played cool, super one. Because of hope. One day I will win. He never won. I had a fight with my father. And I vowed never to forgive my father. Because he didn't participate in academic pursuit. And he wanted me not to go to school. I went. Anything you can use to help me, you will use. He didn't help me. And so my mother decided to help. And I needed to pay big money. Final year in the university and law school. Big money, 3,000 naira. Seated in this auditorium this morning is my mother, who went to borrow the money. Yeah, lo ya owo 3,000. Lo wo lo we le. Won ma fi support as again solid so kon le ba mo mi o paro mo won oko won yan daada loko won o. She will pay 4,000 at the end of the month. My mother took the money as a good wife and gave to her husband to give to me. My father gave me half of the money he used to have to pay pool. He gave me half, 1/5. So I ran out to go to school to go and I went to my mother and I said, so dear,
one fact, she just started crying. So I asked my mother, why are you crying? She said, Tori Pemi, no, Beri Timo Le Fikoni. She didn't tell me. But she cast the burden, told an uncle of mine, which was to reject me, the uncle can talk very well. Olu? Yahuda in my mind. She's the best wife in our family. Oh, what do you mean? But I will come from here. 3,000 in my mind. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, 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 gambling. Not of it. Be saving the money. Small, small money. Small, small money. Small, small money. A little. If you save 1,000 every day, you know how much it's going to be at the end of the year? 365,000. Keep saving. Small, small. Small, small. Small, small. Small, small. Small, small. If you are consistent, you soon become a millionaire. We are now waiting for quick money. Narabed. They are collecting your money now. They are becoming super wealthy. And you are becoming super. Have your own. Gambling. And unfortunately for you, we all have answers. We all have gadgets. Two things are very cheap on the answers. The moment you connect to internet, two things are very cheap. Gambling site, pornographic site. It's about to sell it. And that's destroying the lives of younger ones. Stop it. Let me close. Your affection, it determines the direction of your life. I want to implore you. Let your affection be on God's house. On God and his house. God and his house. David said in that 1 Chronicles 29 verse 3, because I have set my affection. You have to set it. Because I have set. So affection can be set. If it can be set, it can be reset. Hey, get here. You will do a reset. You will press reset button. Reset my affection. Pull it from women, from sex, from alcohol, from gambling. Pull it away. Reset it. Remove that one. New setting. God and his house. New setting. The word of God. Ezra chapter 7 verse 10. Bible in basic English. Ezra had devoted his life to studying the law of to study the law of the Lord. To practicing it and to teaching all its laws and regulations to the people of Israel. Set it on number 3. Soul winning. Set it on souls. Set it on souls. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16, Paul said, woe is unto me if I don't preach. Set your affection on preaching. Set your affection on your family, your spouse and your children. Set it. Set it. Student, set it on your books. On your studies. It will be my joy to see excellent students, brilliant students from Lighthouse after your first degree, pursue your master's degree, do your PhD. Let's have you, Dr. So-so-so and so. I get excited when I see people who have devoted themselves to academic excellence. I was telling Dr. Banji Atanda, I said, you're a chartered accountant. What are you looking for again? Jokingly. Do you go for another PhD? Then he went for his PhD. And so, I think I'm the only one, Dr. Banji. Look at me. I think I'm the only one calling you Dr. Banji in touch. I'm not the only one. I say, what that from you? I call him Dr. Damilola Akinyemi. I call him my prof because that's where he's going. Professor Damilola Akinyemi. You know, please set your affection. You can be Kosenti Olemowe. Look at me very well. Mi Omowe. Yes, I'm Oparo. I have told you here, liars will not go to heaven. They asked me in primary school 1 + 1. I have told you, I wrote 11. Because I didn't know nada. I didn't know. Out of 35 in class, my position was always 33. Between 33 and 35. No, me say 35. 33, 34. Was always my position. Kilo panyireni. Yao me no my way, me on my way. But in sound school. And so I'm on way at sound school. And they push me. And you know, that's where I'm on my way. They push me to on trial. Primary 4, I was the greatest truant, because of one Mr. Abolisha, that will beat you to stupor. He will beat you, you think you are drunk. You know, come for a letter, you know, you know that kind of beating. You know, your teacher gives you boom. How many of you chop that kind of cane before? That you will dance, break dance. You will break dance to that. And the man will say, come back here. You will run back again. He gives another. So my greatest truancy was in primary 4. Primary 3, primary 4. Mrs. Oshifa, de primary 3. Mr. Abulisha, de primary 4. Then I got to primary 5. Mrs. Oguleye, Agbalagba. Hey, God used her as an angel. Abdulaju Omowi, Abuli Mi Omowi, ma. You are brilliant, money me, man. What position me? Yeah, you are brilliant. So, for the first time, I stopped running from school. I started going to class. And the woman would say, come, look at it, oh, man. Oh, yeah, come. He's wrong. She said, hello, man. Take a moment. But Moshi, okay. So, I began to put my affection. That's all. I mean, I can be brilliant. And then we did exam, first time exam, and I was 22nd position. I told everybody that didn't ask. My position is 22nd. They didn't ask, I told them. 22nd, from 30. And then we did test again, I came 15th. Second time, I came 7th or so. First time, before I left primary 5, let me tell you, my teacher, Mrs. Buller, will now beat me if I scored less than 70. Mama will beat me. It was a light beating, loving beating. But he entered into me more than those ones who wanted to kill me in those days. And from that primary 5, I had the mentality that I am brilliant. Somebody shout it, I'm brilliant. It depends on where your affection is. And my life changed from that time. My life changed from that time. It changed. Up to secondary school, I was one of the best students in my class. One of the best students in my class. And when I ask questions, one teacher said, I'm only one of the best in the moment. What stupid question is he asking? And so I didn't go for exam. That's why looking at me. I've never attended the exam. Nobody has asked me that to teach me book. And I made my exam one city, cleared it, jam. Eventually, they gave me the sign that I jammed. Gain admission, and you are brilliant. It's just your affection. You can be better in your vocation, in what you do, if you only give it attention. If your affection is set on it. So your family, your spouse, your children, please pay attention. Bow down your head, I want to close. We're doing a reset of our affection this morning. Married, we are going to reset our affection to our spouses, to our calling. We're going to take it away from gambling, take it away from alcohol, take it away from sex, take it away from women, from men, take it away from fun. Take it and bring it to. But before we can reset it, we have to be in Christ Jesus. The power to reset is in Christ. He gives us the power to reset our affection and everything. He gives you power. Now, through him, you can cast down imagination and every eye thought that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And as you all close our eyes and bow our heads this morning, you are in church. You have not given your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. You want to experience the kind of change that the Lord has taken me through and brought into my life. You want to be born again? Lift up your right hand. Pastor, hear me? I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift up your right hand. If I see your hand, I'm going to pray with you. I want to be born again. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleji. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Pamunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.